Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Future power rankings over at ESPN.com for the Memphis Grizzlies. And you pointed out that only 3 years ago, the Grizzlies had back-to-back number one rankings on the list. And it's a short walk from the penthouse to the outhouse. And it's also what I say is you're only ahead of schedule until you're not. And they were ahead of schedule, and now they're not. Now they're behind schedule because they're 17th, which is technically the bottom half of the NBA. They were 12th last year, now they're 17th. And this is what ESPN says. It was only 3 years ago when Memphis had back-to-back number one ranks on this list, and the Grizzlies missed the playoffs in 2024, got routed in the first round this year. It led to a roster reset by general manager Zach Kleiman, who sent Desmond Bane to the Magic for multiple draft picks. The move is a recognition that the previous iteration of the Grizzlies wasn't going to win the West. For their part, Orlando, 7th. Orlando, who of course just traded for Desmond Bane, between Desmond Bane, Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, Jalen Suggs, a couple other guys I think who are on the up and up, they have the Magic 7th at ESPN. No shock, OKC number 1, Rockets 2. Interestingly enough, they have the Knicks 3.
That one's interesting. I thought Clippers jumping from 20 to 5 was interesting.
I guess,
that's a 15 spot jump for the Clippers.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
Next 3 years,
Golden State 6.
Right. Some of those older.
Right.
I mean, maybe definitely the case for the Clippers and the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Those older regime teams that I thought maybe in the next 3 years would be going away.
Yes.
But they point out the Clippers are 15 spot jump from last year because of a top 5 ranking in money, market, and management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
22 in draft and 12 in players, but it's the top 5 ranking in the other three categories that has them top 5. I wouldn't have the Clippers top 5 next 3 years.
Right. No, I agree. And then what would make you feel very good is that the ESPN ranks Phoenix 30th. Mm-hmm. Their future is the worst in the NBA.
Which might be, enough for should you go to 15, 16? You were 12 last year. That's what I was talking about with Benson.
Mm-hmm.
That Phoenix asset could be the best asset that you have. I mean, they're Ja Morant,
Mm-hmm.
Jaren, Coward.
The
pick.
The great mystery.
I mean, we don't know on the third asset. The third best asset might be the pick.
Could. I mean, it very well could. I mean, I think, Ja is worth more to the Grizzlies than he would be to somebody else, so that hurts your trade value there.
Mm.
Jaren, I don't think your return for Jaren would be much. I mean, relative to what you would expect. And then Coward, we have no idea. So, yeah, I think there's a very real possibility that Phoenix pick is – I mean, I would probably rank it number one. I mean, you can't trade Ja because he's your box office. So that's just the bottom line there. But then his injury history and things like that, you would not get what you think you deserve for Ja Morant. So, anyway, interesting story up at ESPN.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.